There hadn't been a declaration of war since World War II. All police actions and such as that. The list is too long to go through. I mean, it's all over South America, all over Africa, all over Eastern Europe. Yeah. Just about easier to name what countries we hadn't been meddling in than it is the countries that we've been meddling in.
Larry, I look at the tweets of Donald Trump. He says that they have, the United States has complete control of the skies of Iran. And he comes out and said, unconditional surrender. You have to leave Tehran. You have, these are somehow, he feels that this nation has a history. This nation has, they were doing this long before Donald Trump knows what does that mean. And he tries to do the same to them. This is tragic for me because this is the escalation. This is the more war coming to the region.
Yes. I've got to say, it's deeper and more poignant and more dangerous even than you're suggesting, I think, because what he is showing is he has no grasp of history whatsoever. At the same time, he has no grasp of the concepts that since Westphalia we have put into reasonable effect and reasonable periods of peace in the world. Concepts like state sovereignty, concepts like no colonialism anymore. You know, he has no grasp of any of this. None of it. He is totally ignorant. And in that ignorance is perhaps the greatest danger that the American empire confronts today. I know the people behind him are not ignorant, but their designs, their strategic purposes are heinous. They are world hegemony for the empire, world hegemony for the Palantirs and the Andrews and the Peter Thiels of the world. That's what they want. That's as dangerous as his ignorance. But put the two together, and it's tantamount to catastrophe.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen. It will not continue. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel. I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they've done. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots who flew those magnificent machines tonight and all of the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades. Hopefully, we will no longer need their services in this capacity. I hope that's so. With all of that being said, this cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill. Most of them can be taken out in a matter of minutes. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago. And I want to just thank everybody and in particular, God, I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel. And God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Morning, y'all. So Donald Trump has decided that we need to jump in and help Israel with their little tussle with Iran. And so he sent a couple, three or four or five B-2 bombers with the bunker buster bomb to help them out a little bit with a couple of three nuclear sites. Now, you know, he ran on no more wars. BB, his buddy BB, best friend BB, got him to go. Now, I don't know about you, but it looks like to me MAGA has done turned into MEGA. Make Israel great again. Except make America great again, and making Israel great again is in such alignment that neither one of them are going to be great ever again. Israel, little old tiny country like that, been picking fights since 1948 with the backing of the big bully, the USA, Uncle Sam, the drunk fella that borrows money hand over fist and has never seen a war that he wanted to win in 80 years. So, here we are when the whole world is turning against the United States and Israel. The Iranians are pounding Israel. Israel begging for help. Netanyahu decided, you know, I'm going to start this here war, and the U.S. of A. is going to help me and jump in there. Why? Because we bought every damn congressman out there. Well, except for that damn Thomas Massie. But everyone, now here in South Carolina, they bought every single one of them, including mine, a little old Ralphie Norman. Ralphie Norman, the piece of shit. It tells you that he's a member of the Freedom Caucus and everything. But when it comes to Israel, boys and girls, I sign up for whatever the hell Nothing Bob Boo Boo BB tells me to do. Whatever AIPAC tells me to do. That's what Greg Norman, Ralph Norman is going to do. And of course, old Flimsy Graham been bought and paid for a long time ago. The people of South Carolina don't vote for him. The corporations do. And millions and millions and millions of dollars flow into it. And Lindsey Graham, just like Strom Thurmond before him, just like John McCain, his bestest buddy, all they've wanted to do their entire career, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is sing it, John.
Bomb Iran, you know. Bomb, 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 bomb. Anyway.
I would be launching airstrikes not only in Iraq, but in Syria.
Bomb Iran, bomb Iran.
Aid to the Contras.
Bomb Iran, bomb Iran.
Aid to the Contras.
Bomb Iran, you know. Bomb, 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 bomb. Anyway.
When veterans are together, veterans joke. And I was with veterans and we were joking. And if somebody can't understand that, my answer is please get a life.
Bomb Iran, you know. Bomb, 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 bomb. Anyway.
I remember John McCain, you know, saying bomb, 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 bomb Iran. I thought that was funny, but I mean, a lot of people didn't.
We've learned that the exports to Iran increased by tenfold during the Bush administration. The biggest export was cigarettes. Given that supposedly
that's a way of killing them. I meant that as a joke. The list goes on and on of the threats that we have made to the Iranians, and so far, no action. George Shultz, my favorite Secretary of State in all the world, once said, His Marine drill instructor told him, never point a gun at somebody unless you're ready to pull a trigger. We keep pointing the gun. We haven't pulled a single trigger yet, and it's about time that we did.
I think it's pretty clear that we caught the Iranians red-handed at this point. Not only had we warned them as far as what actions we would view as acts of belligerency, but one of the oldest rules of war, at least in this century, is it's illegal and an act of war to lay mines in international waters. And
the president adequately described it as the axis of evil. I guess my question is, how many times do we have to prove that these people are blowing up people now, never mind if they get a nuclear weapon? When do we send them an airmail message to Tehran?
That old Beach Boys song, Bomberan. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Anyway.
I mean, I could never support somebody who thinks that it's funny to say bomb, bomb, bomb Iran. That to me is not somebody I could endorse ever.
Lighten up and get a life.
You don't think it was insensitive or in any way making light of it?
The Iranians? My response is lighten up and get a life.
It's not going to be over right away. There's going to be other wars. I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars. We will never surrender, but there will be other wars. And right now, we're going to have a lot of PTSD to treat, my friends.
Bomb Iran? Bomb, 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 bomb. Anyway.
Yeah. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb, Iran. Hey. It doesn't even matter what the intelligence people say. Intelligence people say, hey, they ain't building it.
Iran's cyber operations and capabilities also present a serious threat to U.S. networks and data. The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003. The IC continues to monitor closely if Tehran decides to reauthorize its nuclear weapons program. In the past year, we've seen an erosion of a decades-long taboo in Iran on discussing nuclear weapons in public, likely emboldening nuclear weapons advocates within Iran's decision-making apparatus. Iran's enriched uranium stockpile is at its highest levels and is unprecedented for a state without nuclear weapons.
The Iranians say, they ain't building it. Come on and look. We ain't building a damn thing. Y'all been picking and picking and picking, and now that BB's done hit us, we're going to teach you a lesson. And boy, BB, he's sweating bullets. So what does he do? He calls Donald Trump doesn't even... Donald Trump, yes, a master. He's been bailed out by these Ashkenazi Zionists multiple times. He's not a real businessman. He's been bailed out so many times. Boys and girls, what did you vote for? What did you vote for? MAGA. Make America great again. Well, you know, with the Federal Reserve printing money, I guess we can make America great again by building bombs. We ain't even got enough capacity to build enough bombs to even play war. Russians and the Chinese are going to supply the Iranians with whatever they need. Donald Trump say, hey, we bombed the three places we wanted to bomb now. Now, we want peace, y'all. Peace now. I know I hit you, but hey, you don't need to hit us and everything. We want peace. We want peace, don't you know? Full of shit. Full of shit. Chickens is coming home to roost. Been a long time coming. Been a long time coming. And now you're going to have men and women in uniform from the U.S. of A. being Israeli bitches. While they go off, get killed for nothing, for Israel. And just like Ted Cruz said, the Bible commands me to do it. He didn't even know where it's at.
And this is when he gets to explaining that he believes there is a theological basis for us to be married to Israel's foreign policy. Take a listen.
Growing up in Sunday school, I was taught from the Bible, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And from my perspective, I want to be on the blessing side of things.
Of the those who bless the government of Israel?
Those who bless Israel is what it says. It doesn't say the government of, it says the nation of Israel. So that's in the Bible. As a Christian, I believe that.
Where is that?
I can find it to you. I don't have the scripture off the tip of my... You pull out the phone and use the Google.
It's in Genesis. But so you're quoting a Bible phrase. You don't have context for it. And you don't know where in the Bible it is, but that's like your theology? I'm confused. What does that even mean?
Tucker.
I'm a Christian. I want to know what you're talking about.
Okay. Where does my support for Israel come from? Number one, because biblically we're commanded to support Israel. But number two...
Well, hold on.
No, I'm not holding on.
Hold on. You're a senator, and now you're throwing out theology, and I am a Christian, and I am allowed to weigh in on this. We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel?
We are commanded to support Israel. And we're
what does
told,
that mean, Israel?
We're told those who bless Israel will be blessed.
But what? Hold on. Define Israel. This is important. Are you kidding? This is a majority Christian country.
Define Israel? Do you not know what Israel is? That would be the country you've asked like 49 questions about.
So that's what... That's what God is talking about.
The nation of Israel, yes.
Is that the current borders, the current leadership? He's talking about the political entity called Israel?
He's talking about the nation of Israel. Yeah, nations exist, and he's discussing a nation. A nation was the people of Israel.
Is the nation the descendants God's referring of Abraham. To in Genesis, is that the same as the country run by Benjamin Netanyahu right
yes.
now?
Yes, yes.
It is.
And I'm really happy he said that, because when you hear it, you realize how ridiculous it sounds. Even if you're not following a theology, if you don't identify as a Christian, you realize that you have a senator that is sitting across saying that his number one reason, he didn't say one of the reasons, he said my number one reason that I support Israel is because the Bible commands me to do so. And just so you know, the Bible does not command, and this is what Tucker Carlson is getting to in that clip, it absolutely does not command you to support the modern state of Israel. Like Genesis is pointing to the modern 1948 created state of Israel, and you must support it despite the fact that it is very much involved in what can only be described as demonic behavior since its creation, right? And so you're going to ignore every other biblical passage. You're going to misinterpret this one. It's a dispensationalist heresy, which was factually funded by the World Zionist Congress. And we can do another episode on that as I present to you guys all of the evidence that what it guided the notations. This really stems from the Schofield Bible, the heresy of the Schofield Bible. Schofield himself was an absolute fraud who got funded and was overseas and alleges that he wrote all of these notes in the Bible and is telling people how to read their Bibles the first time that notations were put underneath the passages. So this is what Genesis says, and this is what it means, and this is how this heresy arrived in America. Then somehow this guy is able to become the most printed book, and Oxford Press gets behind it because like a random pastor. You get the idea here. It was very much a funded effort to have Christians misunderstand the Bible, and Ted Cruz is one of these Christians. And so he says this is number one reason that he supports what they're doing. So he is willing to support the criminality of Benjamin Netanyahu because he's just in the land of Israel. That's he's saying it's the nation state of Israel. By that argument, if suddenly the current Israelis in Israel all left and we put in a bunch of Iranians, then he would say the same thing because it's a place, right? So Ted Cruz would say, my Bible commands me, I will be blessed. I bless those who bless Israel. He's talking about a place, a physical place, and anybody could be in there and he would back it. It's an absolute nonsense for him to suggest this. And like I said, it's also a theological disaster. And it's so important for people to learn the history, the true history of the Schofield Bible and this sort of modern dispensationalist belief, which has been so toxic to our foreign policy and has been pushed in large part. It's even the hyphening of Judeo-Christian values. I'm a Christian. I am not Jewish. I am a Christian. My values are Christian. And frankly, you should believe that a country which has involved itself, as Israel has, in blackmail, in murder, in bombing children, in murdering and starving women and children to get what it wants, the deception. And I mean, you could talk about it on a widespread level. You could talk about it on a historical level. You could talk about it on a molecular or a personal level. It is like a requirement to support Zionism. You just have to lie. You have to lie like all the time. I mean, they are just every day pushing this idea that I'm funded by Qatar. Not a shred of proof. It's completely false. It is untrue. And they say it every day because they have no other arguments. All they have to do is keep hoping that people like Senator Ted Cruz, especially if they're being funded by AIPAC, will completely misinterpret the genesis and believe that no matter what, they have to support the policies of Bibi Netanyahu, which not even the Israelis support, right? They don't even support him. They're protesting against him in wartime. So that's very, it should terrify you, frankly. It should terrify you. It's also ironic that we are told that Iran, they can have nukes because they're a bunch of rabid fundamentalists, right? Religious fanatics. And at the same time, you are saying that Israel doesn't have to abide by international law. They don't have to even speak or acknowledge the fact that they have nukes. It's okay that they stole that from America. They stole weapons from America. It's okay that Jeffrey Epstein is running a blackmail ring on our politicians, was running a sexual blackmail ring via the Mossad. It's okay. And they don't have to answer questions about JFK and Jack Ruby, otherwise known as Jacob Rubenstein, and his involvement. We just have to accept that whatever they do, no matter how toxic and horrible and demonic it is, it's perfectly acceptable because God is going to bless you if you bless this land. Yeah, God wanted you to leave us with a 1948 real estate problem. It's completely ridiculous.
That's Old Testament Israel. It's not New Testament Israel. There is no New Testament. Jesus is the new Israel. People don't even understand that. Dumbed down populace, guess what they deserve? And they deserve authoritarianism. They deserve tyranny. They deserve wars all over the world. They deserve empire. They deserve inflation. And get what they deserve. We're at war. We've been at war. Been at war for a while, but now we are really at war. Unconstitutionally. There hadn't been a declaration of war since World War II. All police actions and such as that. The list is too long to go through. I mean, it's all over South America, all over Africa, all over Eastern Europe. Yeah. Just about easier to name what countries we hadn't been meddling in than it is the countries that we've been meddling in. Constitution, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Donald Trump don't give a shit about it, but Joe Biden didn't give a shit about it. Nobody in Congress gives a shit about it. Oh, maybe Thomas Massie and maybe Rand Paul a little bit. Ain't nobody else. Nobody else gives a shit about your Constitution. You know, like Lysander Spooner says, you know, whether it be this or that, not. The Constitution is either enabled the government that we have today or it was unable to prevent the government we have today and is unfit to exist. There's a lot of truth in that. A lot of truth in that. Prettier words have never been written. Well, I don't know. I consider the Declaration of Independence a lot prettier than the Constitution. But them some pretty words, the Bill of Rights and all that, pretty words. But ladies and gentlemen, you have nothing of it. You have no Constitution, you have no Bill of Rights. And every single day, the noose gets tighter around our neck. and the chains of tyranny and slavery masquerading as security and safety are slipped onto you and me and all our posterity. What are you going to do about it? I don't know what you're going to do about it. I don't know. Speak out. Freedom of speech, speech, ideas. The ideas of freedom and liberty. Those are the things that will set you free. Free your mind first. Let these do the work. Are you for sending blood and treasure to the Mideast for another country? That's the question of the day. If not, call the boys in Congress. Call the White House. You know, they got a phone. They're going to record it. Some twiddle-dee in a little box will probably listen to it. Mark it down as that. That's a no vote for no war. No vote for no war. You spend enough no votes in there, perhaps you can get them to stop. Or is it like George Carlin said, it's a big club, and you and I are not in the big club, boys and girls. Wake up, America. Wake up before it's too late. Something else to think about, boys and girls, on this wonderful, wonderful Sunday morning. Till next time. Peace.
20 years ago, you were skeptical of a Republican administration that attacked a Middle East country on the idea of questionable intelligence of weapons of mass destruction. How is this moment different with Iran?
Well, there were no weapons of mass destruction. I never thought there were. And that was somewhat pre-nuclear. You know, there was a nuclear age, but nothing like it is today. And it looked like I'm right about the material that they've gathered already. It's a tremendous amount of material. And I think within a matter of weeks, or certainly within a matter of months, they're going to be able to have a nuclear weapon. We can't let that happen. I was very much opposed to Iraq. I said it loud and clear, but I was a civilian, but I guess I got a lot of publicity. But I was very much opposed to the Iraq war. And I actually did say, don't go in, don't go in, don't go in. But I said, if you're going to go in, keep the oil. But they didn't do that.
What intelligence do you have that Iran is building a nuclear weapon? Your intelligence community has said they have no evidence that they are at this point.
Well, then my intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.